Welcome to Freedom Slay Podcast, where fempreneurs, side hustlers, and entrepreneurs come to fast track their success. If you're a millennial girl boss, listen, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the goods, because every week you're going to get the tools that you need to slay your business goals to create a life of time and financial freedom. I'm Gennette Jones, your host and Freedom Slayer in charge here. Let's begin.
Welcome or welcome back to the Freedom Slay podcast. If you've ever wondered how you can get the word out about what it is that you're doing, if you've ever sat back and said, okay, I have a product or service that I want to put out there, I'm going to just launch it, and you really didn't know the steps that you should be taking to launch, then you're in for a treat, because today we are speaking with Monray from Marketing by Monray, who is the owner of Rare Necessity Brand Management LLC. She's a published author and she is a digital marketing maven. Homegirl made her first million by the age of 26, and now she's teaching so many others how to do it as well in her Millionaire Mob University. She's helped students make over $13 million with strategic marketing tactics that you're going to learn many of them in this episode. So she's going to be teaching her 8 steps for a successful campaign. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a whole lot of money. So don't worry if you're just starting out and you're thinking, well, you know, maybe I don't think I could do this, or this may not be for me. Hold tight, listen to this episode, and let's check in at the end. Okay, let's dive right in. Hello, hello, Monray. Excited to chat with you today.
Hi.
Now, I've shared a bit about who you are and what you do in the intro, but are you able to tell us exactly who you serve and how you got to this place today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I am Marketing by Monray. I'm a marketing strategist, business development coach, and my goal is to help entrepreneurs make marketing simple. So I actually started my business when I was 19 years old. And so as starting that businesses, I actually started the agency owner. And so I was doing everything from emails, product development, content creation, literally everything in between. In 2020, I made a pivot in my business where I was like, okay, a lot of my agency clients that I was working with, I taught a lot of the things that they need to know about marketing. And so with that, I really had a passion for teaching entrepreneurs, because we're trying to build million-dollar brands off of knowledge that we got 10 years ago in college or 20 years ago in high school or whatever, right? And so you really need the education to master marketing. And so that is why I created the Millionaire Mob University. And so that is why I'm here.
Loving that story and loving your shirt. Those of you listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to see it, but she has the cutest little polka dot black shirt on, and I'm living for it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And you said you started at 19 years old. So did you have like an inspiration you were looking to, or someone in the online space that you were looking at that point?
No. So I didn't even know marketing was really even a thing. Okay. So I was in college at the time. So I was actually an accounting major. I worked with it as an assistant for a makeup artist, and she posted on Instagram, was like, I need an assistant. And I was like, I need a job. So I started working with her, but she really didn't know what an assistant did, and neither did I. So I really wanted to just make sure that I served her business at the highest capacity. So I just did everything that I thought we should be doing. And so I would come up with different events. I would help her actually cultivate what she needs to do on the online space. We grew her Instagram following to like 60K. And this is back in 2013. So it was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And I just started growing from there. And I always tell people that I know that I have been guided by God, because it's not like I went to school for marketing. It's not like I never had formal education when it came to marketing, but I would come up with these ideas and I'd be like, okay, that thing seems pretty cool. That's what it is. And then I would later find out, oh, it's actually called this, you know? So I would literally have these downloads from God on how to market, how to do the things. So no inspiration. The only person I feel like I've been inspired by in business at that time was my grandmother. My grandmother is probably the hardest working woman I've ever met. Like, she just retired. We just forced her retire about a month ago. Yeah, she's the person that I always look up to and always like, I gotta work hard, because if she's still in the warehouse, still working hard, then I definitely gotta work hard.
And what was she doing exactly in the warehouse?
I'm not sure how she started in the warehouse, but she's been working there for like the last 30 years. And so, of course, with her getting older, of course, everybody's like, Miss Denise, go sit down. You know, we got it. So she ended up being a manager where she would just, you know, have to sit down and just monitor everything. But she really started like on the floor, like doing the work. So, and then she worked at an air conditioned warehouse where they actually built air conditions.
She was doing some hard work. That's what it sounds like. Right. Go ahead, Grandma.
Right. Come on, Mimi.
And I know that you made your first million by the age of 26. So first of all, congrats on that.
Thank you.
And what did that feel like as a 26-year-old? Like, that's such a young age to make your first million. So how did that feel?
Yeah, so it's so funny because just the type of person that I am a ambitious type of girl. You know, like, I've been working since I was 14 years old, and I just love to work. My work ethic is crazy. And so making my first million, it was like almost like, oh wow, that was cool. But I always tell people, like, literally when the clock struck 12 that night in 2020, it was time to go 2021, the first thought I was like, dang, I gotta do it again. It's time to start all over. So it was definitely exciting, but the hustle in me was like, you got to do it again. You got to keep it up.
And you said 2020 going into 2021. So this was recently.
Yes.
So you're like a baby still. Look at you.
That's what everybody says. Everybody says I'm still a baby.
That is awesome. Because my next question was going to be like, was there anything you tell yourself back then? Because I'm thinking it's like 5 years gone or whatever. But no, like, this was literally yesterday. So I get it.
Yes, no, for sure. But I learned so much in the last 2 years. And it has been a crazy ride. And it has really shaped me. Being in business has shaped me as a woman, a daughter, everything, a girlfriend. Like, it just has really shaped me. And some of the things that I learned and the things that I've taken away from it was really two. One in business was, if you're going to make your first million, guarantee your second one, right? Like, make sure you have recurring income so that you don't have to hustle and bustle every single day. And then the other one would be like, give yourself grace. This is your first time doing it. You know, like, you've never seen this happen before. You've never been this successful before, and you don't have a blueprint. And a lot of times the people around you are not giving you grace, so you don't give yourself grace. And so those are the things that I really like had to become okay with, because it's like, I'm so used to achieving all of these things. I'm so used to getting it right. And so when you get it wrong, you feel like it's the end of the world. So it is okay, girl.
I love that. And I love the lessons that you were able to take away from that. Specifically, you're saying, you know, give yourself grace. And like you said, there, even when there are people that are around you that may not be giving you grace, then it reminds you like, okay, maybe I need to surround myself with people who are, you know, so that I can have that grace. So I love that you thought of that. And you have a book too. So let's talk about that. It's The Campaign of My Life that you recently released. So can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. So Campaign of My Life is the second book that I have released. So Campaign of My Life is so true to my heart, because it really talks about my story in detail, even the stuff that I didn't want to talk about, right? Like, I really go back, because we have an 8-step campaign method of how you launch campaigns when it comes to marketing.
We're getting into that in a short second, yeah. Too. I'm excited about that.
So we have the 8-step campaign method. And when I realized it, it related to my life. And so inside of the book, you know, we take each step and we tell stories from my life. And so I was able to tell, like, okay, my focus product, which is our first step, like how I actually found my focus, how I found the business that I was supposed to be in, and how I didn't even think I had a talent for so long, right? And so it goes through those 8 steps, telling the stories, my trials, my tribulations, my team, like everything that happened that was good, bad, and ugly. It also talked about, like, this is the first time, like, I have shared, like, intimately about my miscarriage. Like, it talked about all of that and how you handle yourself as a woman in business when life still has to go on. So I really got into it.
It sounds like a super personal read that's going to give so many lessons as well. And you mentioned your team. How many people do you have working with you at the moment?
Yeah, so currently we have, I think we have about 8 people on our team now, but during the time of the book, we had about 26 employees. And so I literally talk about like how people tell you, hire a team, hire a team, hire a team. You got to have a team, like all of that. But then they don't tell you who, they don't tell you what to pay them. They don't tell you what to do with them when they get here. They don't tell you what they supposed to be doing. Like they don't tell you the rest of the story. So I talk about that because you think that your problems are solved by people instead of people doing the right thing.
I love that. I really appreciate that. Like you mentioned in your book, you're talking about the miscarriage and things like that, because you're sharing that life happens while you're building a business as well. So I'm sure those that are reading are going to get so much value out of that. And can they grab that like on Amazon? Where can they grab your book?
Yes. So it will be on Amazon August. I want to say it's August 15th. It'll be on Amazon. But before that, you can get it on my website, which is mobuniversity.org. So yeah, it definitely shares like that. People on the outside think business is smooth and how you actually have to keep going as a woman, because that month I had the miscarriage. I had to fire my entire team. I had trouble in my relationship. Like it was a lot going on, but you still expected to show up. For your audience, you're still expected to be the person that you are. Nobody is giving you that grace, but you have to find out how to give yourself grace. And so it's like really developing that relationship with God was able to really help me get through.
Mm-hmm. And you said Mob University or was MOB University? Okay, .org.
Yep. Awesome. Mobuniversity.org.
Okay. And I want to get into this 8-step process for a successful campaign. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we created the 8. So I've been producing campaigns for a long time, y'all. Even before I even realized a campaign was a campaign. Like I produced my first campaign in 2014.
And okay, so how about we start there then and let people know who are listening, because they might be like, okay, what's a campaign, you know?
So a campaign is an organized course of actions to achieve a goal. That is the definition for it. And so if you've seen like the Popeyes and the Megan Thee Stallion campaigns, or, you know, Nike or whatever, like the campaigns you see from the Kardashians, all of those things, those are campaigns. But a lot of times as small business owners, we feel like we can't produce a campaign. And my goal is to strike those limiting beliefs, because that is actually how you begin to make marketing simple. A lot of entrepreneurs are very overwhelmed when it comes to marketing. They feel like they can't do it by themselves, but following this 8-step method allows you to do all of the things, get it all done when you need to do it so that you can see some success. So that is why we came up with the 8-step method.
And I want to know about this 8-step method. I already know you said the first one you said was it focus you mentioned?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the first step is focus product. So that's phase one, really understanding what you're going to sell, what you're going to focus on, and identifying your goals. And then going into phase two is concept and strategy. So what's your marketing message? And then how are we going to get to said goals? So how are we going to get to 50,000? How are we going to get to 10,000? Like, what is the traffic plan that needs to happen to actually reach those goals? Then we have phase three, which is map it out. So map it out means, all right, we said that we need to get to 80,000 people when it comes to our marketing. Cool. So how are we going to get to those people? Are we going to post? Are we going to email? What traffic sources are we doing? And what does that need to look like so that we can map it out? Then we move to phase four, which is create content, because we don't want to create the content before we know what we actually are creating. So we create the content after we map it out. Then we move to phase five, which is execution. And this is when we're writing our copy and our captions and our emails. And then we move into launching. So now we're making that campaign live. We're looking at everything and we're making sure that everything is scheduled and ready to go. Then we move to phase six, which is monitoring. So after you make it live, go back and look at that post. Go back and look at that email and see what worked and what didn't work. So when you move into phase seven, which is pivoting, you can be able to have the right information to make the right decisions. A lot of times we wait until the end of the month to look and see like, oh, this went wrong, but Georgia Power needs their money. So we got to make sure that we are making money. So we pivot in the moment and then we move on to phase eight, which is analyze. And so we analyze the entire process at the end so that we can make our campaign better next time.
Okay, I love that. I was just typing some of that as you were saying it. And what would you say then is, do you find is the most difficult part, or what people find to be the most challenging part out of all of that for them?
So I think the most challenging part typically lies in phase three and phase five, which phase three is mapping it out. But when you use our map it out process, because this ISMC method, which is our campaign method, is comprised of different systems within it. So in phase three, we teach you our content system so that you know how to lay out the content so that it actually works. So we try to really simplify it. Like, yes, you get this overarching theme, but there's little systems in between to make each step simple so that you can really win. So most people struggle and map it out, which is just a thought process of initially like, oh my God, you want me to post three times a day? Like, that's 90 times. Oh my gosh, like, where am I going to get all this content from? But once we, you know, teach them that content system, it makes it simpler. And then phase five execution is really like that launching. And I don't think it's necessarily hard for people. I think it's the nerves. Like, oh my God, it's time to, you know, like, release it to everybody. And so they're just super nervous.
Okay. So within your eight steps, you have your own individual systems that's going to make it easier for them, which is great, because I do think that could be intimidating where someone's got this big goal and they're like, we need to reach 100,000 people. And sure, I can post, but I've posted yesterday and it's not reaching 100,000. Right. So it's great to know that they have that support system and that system period that can assist them to get there. And you mentioned like randomly, you know, let's say you said three times a day. And so that's 90 posts. So are the campaigns typically 30 days, or do you sometimes go longer or shorter? Or is it like that's your set piece, like a month campaign?
Yeah, so typically what we teach our students is monthly campaigns so they can keep it fresh, because most of our students are either like e-com business, service-based business, and after a while, nobody wants to see anything for 90 days or a whole quarter. We definitely like, we don't necessarily recommend you change your products every month, but for example, we have our mastermind. I may teach the mastermind for the whole quarter, like that may be the upsell, but every month we change the messaging, we change the campaign around it so that it looks refreshed, it looks different, so that people are like, oh, I didn't pick it up in June, but I definitely love the messaging in July, so let me get it. Just a different way to present your campaign.
Mm-hmm. And for those who might be listening who are saying, okay, this sounds great, but you know, I don't have a big marketing budget for a campaign. Like, what do you have to say to those individuals who are like, I'm not Nike girl, I can't be running a campaign every day, you know? What's the message for them?
So absolutely, I hear it all the time. And I always say that those are the limiting beliefs of why you feel like you can't produce a campaign. Because when I tell you guys the definition, a campaign is an organized course of actions to achieve a goal. You need to be organized, you need to have multiple actions, and you got to have a goal. That's it. Nobody said anything about a budget. Nobody said anything about anything that you had to do. You can create the content yourself in your house. I don't care, right? Long as you have a clear marketing message, long as you have a clear strategy and you're able to write those emails, write those things so that you can get it out. So a marketing budget isn't necessarily necessary, but when it comes to your traffic plan, you have to look at that plan and say, okay, well, if I don't have it organically, then how else am I going to get this traffic? Because with traffic, you only can get it if you build, borrow, or buy. So if you don't have enough on your build, meaning your email list, your Instagram, those platforms, then you either have to partner with somebody to borrow or you're going to have to buy it. So you're going to have to figure out how to navigate those waters.
I love that. I've never heard it shared like that, the build, borrow, or buy, but it makes perfect sense, right? So you mentioned that like using someone else's audience, a lot of times that looks like influencer marketing. Sometimes it, you know, you could be gifting your product or whatever to people. So then in that case, while you're not paying them a salary or whatever, or paying for the campaign itself, you're still paying for the product. So it is some cost there, but it may not be as much. Right. So I love that you shared those three ways to do it. And I know you have so much to share about campaign building in general. What would you say is the best lesson or the most important lesson your students take away when it comes to like campaign building?
Yeah, so we separate our students into like two sectors depending on where you are. We have our membership, which is the School of Content and Traffic, and then we also have like our mastermind. And so inside the School of Content and Traffic, we really focus on taking you from invisible to visible. And so what that means is you need brand awareness, you need traffic, and traffic, you're going to attract people by having good content. And so those are the things that we're really focused on to get your brand to as many people as possible. Because a lot of times the reason why you're not selling is always because you're not in front of enough people. The more people you're in front of, the more that you can sell. So that is one thing that we focus on for businesses that really haven't reached their audience numbers that they want to reach. Or if you're at a higher level revenue-wise and you have an audience, we're teaching you how the process of launching, the process of selling, the process of campaigning, the process of doing all of those things so that you could be able to make more money and expedite your sales.
Mm-hmm. So for someone listening who may be interested in joining Millionaire Mob University, first of all, the name is dope. I love that.
Thank you.
Can you tell them like where they can go to find it? Even for the university, I would assume the membership's like a lower monthly rate than the mastermind. Can you just give them more information on that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to mobuniversity.org and you can learn more about both programs. So our membership is we recommend that you stay in the membership for at least 12 months unless you're ready to upgrade to the mastermind. And so we have what we call placement exams every 3 months in the School of Content and Traffic so that if you're like, okay, I think I'm ready, let me take this test and see if I'm ready. It's a placement exam to let you know if you're ready to elevate to the mastermind. And so that is actually $3.99 a quarter, or you can pay annually at $12.99, or we also have monthly plans. With the mastermind, that is a more extensive program. You actually get one-on-one coaching with some of our coaches. We have mindset training and all of those things to really help you sell. And then after your first year inside of the mastermind, you get the option to purchase a license for your team. Like if you have, let's say you have a marketing manager, you have a social media manager, you can purchase a licensing for them so that they can come into the program. And that program starts at $20,000. So it really just depends. We all have payment plans for that one as well. So my best recommendation is to learn where you are, kind of see what area do you need more visibility, or do you need, you got an audience and you need to sell. And so you can always, two things, we have events every single month where you can come and learn more, or you can come to our homecoming conference in October and we'll definitely lead you in the right direction.
You are such a marketing pro, because first off, the placement exams are genius, right? You're like, hold on, you may not even be ready. Let's test you out first. Okay. And yeah. Then even for you to say, you know, with those monthly events, it's just brilliant the way you've marketed it. So obviously those of you listening, you know, she knows what she's talking about. Definitely go check it out at marbuniversity.org. And I'll put the link to everything below in the show notes as well, because I know they're going to want to check it all out. It's just awesome to hear, and something obviously you're doing too, because in order to promote this, people have to know it's happening. So not only are you teaching people about campaigns, you're running your own so they know that it's legit. I really love that. And there's one question I love to ask at the end of every single Freedom Slay podcast, and that is, what does freedom mean to you?
That is a good question. So what freedom means to me is, and like having time freedom, having just the freedom to do anything that I want. And I think sometimes in business, we kind of forget, like, that's why we actually started this business. So we're like hustling, we're doing all the things, but I really want to wake up, and I don't have any kids now, but when I have kids, like, I want to wake up and be able to take my kids to school. I want to wake up and be like, let's go eat lunch with my baby, or take my man lunch, or whatever. Like, I just want the freedom to do whatever I want, but still be able to serve my audience in the highest capacity, because I know that's why I'm here. So that's what freedom means to me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Monray. And where can people find you?
Yeah, so you can follow me on all platforms at Marketing by Monray. And I answer DMs, y'all. I'm not bougie. So y'all can definitely DM me if you have any more questions.
Love, love, love it. Thank you so much for hopping on.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Monray as much as I did. Her steps were super clear. They were simple. They were easy. You now know your 8 steps for a successful campaign. You want to focus on the product. You want that concept and strategy lined up. You want to map it out. You want to create that content. You want to do the execution of it and make sure things are scheduled. You want to monitor to see what worked and what didn't. You want to pivot along the way, making sure that the things that didn't work are now working, or you're focused in on the ones that did work. And of course, you want to analyze the entire process. So you know those 8 steps. And along with that, she shared a lot of information about what it is that she does, how she got started. As I shared, I'm going to link everything below in the show notes, and definitely go check her out. Check out the website, follow her on Instagram. She is at Marketing by Monray. You want to make sure that you are following the right person, because you know there's a lot of people on Instagram trying to fake the funk. And it's a lot of fake pages out there. So she is at Marketing by Monray. So Marketing by Monrae. Again, I'm going to link below in the show notes to that, as well as to mobuniversity.org, which is the website where you can find out more information about her. If you've listened through to the end and you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to take a screenshot and tag us over on Instagram. I'm at Gaynete, G-A-Y-N-E-T-E. And Monray, you can find her at Marketing by Monray. So Marketing, B-Y-M-O-N-R-A-E. We'll chat next time. Bye-bye.
Okay. I see you, Freedom Slayer. You stayed through to the end, which tells me that you likely enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you haven't already, do your sister a favor by heading on over to the iTunes store to leave a review for the podcast. It'll help others like you find and benefit from it. And look, it also helps with the rankings. #TransparentAF. I appreciate you.